Jill Lesh with the Utah League of Women Voters explains what the League does.
The League of Women Voters is a nonprofit political organization. We strive to inform voters, get them actively involved in the political process. That means election season is very busy, but we're busy all year round too. Right now, we have a very active league here in Park City, and the process that we're very involved in is advocating for Prop 4. That's the proposition that will be on all Utah ballots to have an independent redistricting commission draw the lines for congressional and state districts.
The League is handing out yard signs in support of Proposition 4. Lesh says that you can contact them on their Facebook page if you'd like one. Fellow League member Meredith Reed explains why the League supports the proposition.
Independent Redistricting Commission would increase voter engagement. One of the driving forces behind the League is to increase Democratic participation, get folks to vote, get folks to be part of the process. Having an independent district draw the lines and ending gerrymandering totally aligns with the League's purpose and values. So that is why we are supporting that. But it doesn't happen easily. We spend a lot of time researching these issues. We're a nonpartisan organization. That is ardently, adamantly part of our DNA as an organization, is to be nonpartisan.
Lesh added that the Utah League of Women Voters worked hard to get the signatures required to get the proposition on the ballot. Reed says there is evidence of gerrymandering here in the Wasatch Back.
I like to point out to people that Summit County is divided into five different state House and Senate districts, and yet we have zero representatives from Summit County in our Utah legislature. And I really think that paints a picture of how our votes here in this county are divided across many districts that don't share our industries, don't share our economy, and what we need to support here in the Wasatch Back.
Additionally, the League of Women Voters provides a website, vote411.org, that provides information about local elections.
All they need to do is put in their address. You don't have to register. There's no put in your email. You don't have to tell anybody your name. It will pull up all of the federal, state, and local elections that are in your district where you are. It will tell you the candidates that are running. All of the candidates were offered an opportunity to provide information. If they chose to take that opportunity, then their answers to questions are there on the website. Also includes information on all of the ballot initiatives that will be on the ballot.
Lesh also reminds residents to recycle their political signs once the election is over.
You need to recycle those yard signs. As you know, they are all over the place. Park City Recycle Center will take them. The yard signs go in plastic, not in cardboard, and the metal stands go in the big bin for mixed metals.
That's Jill Lesh and Meredith Reed with the Utah League of Women Voters. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.